Ham said he booked us a guest and that we would ask him more about it, but I'm looking around. I haven't seen him in a while. I don't even know where he is.
I see bad acting over there. Is that him?
Okay, I hear the phone, so let's go ahead and speak to... Who is this on the phone right now?
Yeah, of course he didn't mention my name. My name is Phil N. Hey, Musa, wait a minute. Where are my Musas at? Who is this?
The Musas are out this week. They're out really the rest of the month. You got Work in Progress, Monty and DJ here with you this morning. Good morning.
Never heard of you guys before. I'm just playing DJ and Monty. I like to do that. But I know they're not here. Just reminding people of a funnier show to distract them from the fact this is the flawed premise of a character to begin with. Despite the familiar-sounding voice that, in fact, we are still not listening to the morning show that we all know and love and we're accustomed to listening to. But, I mean, you probably started your show off talking, but it's hard to wake up this morning or something. That's a go-to. But, again, yeah. Just want to say it because he forgot. I've already forgot. The person you're conversing with right now, presently, is Phil N.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, Phil. And since you brought it up, this voice does sound a little familiar.
Yeah, I know, right? It's kind of like your generic villain character voice. Is he from the Northeast? Is he a dog? I mean, we've all heard this voice 1,000 times. It's the easiest one we could do. We could all do it. All of it really is an attempt to slightly alter the vocal cords to make sure you're comfortable with fake-sounding voice, which is more customary to a villain character like myself.
So, Work in Progress here, DJ and Monty, along with Ham, who is...
Good reset, by the way.
Thank you. That's what we do. Not in the room for obvious reasons with us. We are speaking to Phil N. I'm reading this under protest, but I have to ask the generic question because it's written and the segment needs to move along despite the flimsy premise. But how'd you get your name, Phil?
My mother.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks after the mask, a bad joke. Thanks for playing along, guys. I'm appreciative of the type of laughter. Great job reading Ham's crabbly written script. But just imagine you have to read his parts out loud. Oh, my God. Woof. By the way, not dog. My name is actually Phil N, like a fill-in character. Just a cheap gag for a cheap laugh. But an unspoken understanding for the overreaction of laughter that the host will probably support me long enough before they decide I decide to skip half my script due to a bad bit bailout. And then again, those same hosts immediately apologize, signaling a bad bit alert, but making fun of a character that we all want to kill ourselves to. Whoa, that was dark. Hey, pulling back the curtain too much, but I still want to answer your question, DJ. And I use this as an opportunity to reset your name while acting like I know you, despite the fact you clearly have no knowledge of me until the start of last break's tease. My last name is actually N, jokingly, but, possibly to draw a laugh, it stands for not gonna remember this character after this segment. Just playing at my own expense again. It stands for Inception. My full name is Phil Inception, and my last name actually starts with an I. So hopefully, you now speak into the P1, which I could say I could prove now I know the lingo here. You made the same mental mistake when you first heard my name. Now, if you'll indulge me just for a minute, my gentle wit men, I'm gonna take what seems to be like an awkward pause real quick. Don't be alarmed. Don't listen closely, because you might hear the script being stapled to and turn it over, and you might hear it move along to the next section, or you might hear me sip a vanilla-flavored Dr. Pepper. Give me 1 second, okay?
It's like a machine gun.
He's turning the script.
And taking a swig of his drink.
Non-muses, can I talk to you for a moment again here, which is again to draw attention to the fact you're not the muses, the dry docs host here in the morning. I'd like to take the moment to point out, as a fill-in character, this is usually around the time within the bit where I self-defecate all of myself and ingratiate myself to the listener while distracting from the fact that the joke section so far that I'm employing myself is subpar as a character, and all in an attempt to get a cheap chuckle out of my co-host and move on to the next line of questioning to an inevitable end.
Gosh.
Which we all can see coming. It's the ender that we all know is going to happen. It's a go-through for fill-ins. It's tried and true, but hey, what the hell? Am I right?
All right, a lot going on here, including fill-in being able to talk consecutively without tripping over himself. That's amazing.
Hey, that's how you know it's not him.
Yeah, we haven't spoken in a while. Just to be clear, you're Phil N, or I guess Phil Inception. Why exactly are you joining us? I do have to say this phrase as a fill-in host. Why are you joining us here on America's favorite radio station today as we fill in for the Courage Boys?
That's a great point you bring up here, DJ, who I'm purposely misidentifying for attempt at comedy. You know, it's a tricky thing. I have to come up with an excuse to be on your show, like, there's a Cowboys game tonight, so there's no better than the president to join you right now. And the script was written before a vacation or something, so it was already in the can. And honestly, there could be other avenues for a more current character, like a Prigozhin or something about Syria. But the real answer, to answer your question, Justin Montemayor, is just sheer laziness, really.
So, are you going to be here with us all week, Phil in?
Fortunately, no, and you knew the answer to that question before you asked it, and I'd also like to say thank you as you're playing along. The thing about us fill-ins, we need the loose reason to jump on, while also simultaneously coming up with a reason to abruptly leave. Not right now, though, because but not soon enough to where the P1 voice of the character starts going to the real character's person's voice coming through.
What's going on with your voice right now?
I'm just kidding. It's everything. Don't worry about it. It's part of everything. It's just what intentional comedy people will be talking about afterwards, rather than anything I'm saying right now. And you see, as we intentionally skip some lines in the script, you guys are laughing. I'm dying inside. But the thing is, the bit here now, it's starting to wrap up. We've reached the point of no return. You know it. I know it. There's only one thing to do. It's the uncomfortable send-off followed by an awkward acknowledgement by the host apologizing to the listener that this took place and they're not offering any character ideas at all, but I digress. So here goes. Are we ready?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, here it goes. Hey, what's going on with topical political reference thing I'm mentioning here, huh? Oh, my God, can you believe it? Do I go to the well I mentioned Trump deporting all these people? What's that going to look like? Border wall, getting rid of the birthright citizenship? Do I say, hey, Monty, we said Diddy's sex parties are all getting all canceled? What the hell? And I'm making you uncomfortable to the point where you have to let me go. But as you know, I'm just playing around. I'm actually the one leaving. And once again, my character voice has left as well. Whoa, go, what happened?
All right. Yeah, we got to let you go, guy turning into a Mexican person.
Bye, non-users, Justin and DJ. Here comes Ham last minute, act like he just missed a bit for another reason. Dialer, play the dial tone drop.
All right, there he goes.
Wow.
Fill in.
Hey, guys. I'm back suddenly with my voice hurts. What's going on with the 840 bit?
Where'd you... You just missed him, Ham. It was fill in.
Did you speak to the character I booked for you guys?
We did. It was a lot of circles. It was a lot of just kind of rehashing what we always do whenever we fill in what the
fill-in
character
is. Should we apologize to the listener or something?
Did y'all just get an email that says we have to give the Marconi back?
Oh, there it was.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Fill in. Just go ahead and take a shot across the bow of all your fill-in coworkers.